Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Danny and I have had this conversation privately. I think Danny is still lost. And I don't say this as like a, I just say this from a place of love. He's lost. He still has Justin Herbert as a top five quarterback. You can't be a top five quarterback and be 27 with zero playoff wins. Not zero Super Bowls. He's never won a playoff game, and he's played poorly in both of them. You can't be top five. You can't. You're not even top five quarterbacks named Justin if you ain't got no playoff wins at this stage in your career. So my brother's been taking a lot of arrows for this. A lot of people have been firing at my dear brother, Danny Parkins. One of them includes to be Nick Wright. Here they are talking about it.
When you are as close to year 10 as you are your rookie year, when you're the same college recruiting class as Nicky Bosa and the same draft class as Justin Jefferson, you have to be judged on what you've actually done, not what you theoretically could be. And what you, Justin Herbert, sycophants, and I think he's a good player, what you guys all refuse to admit is, for most of you, 3 or 4 of the last 5 years, you have gone into the season, not just talking about how good Herbert is, but how good the team is.
That's true.
How dangerous the Chargers are. How stacked it is. And then the year ends, they're mediocre. He's bad in the big spot. And everyone's like, he needs more help. You said it. Last year, they had the number one defense in the NFL. They had a good offensive line with now the highest paid left tackle in football, Joe Alt at right tackle. A great coach. And he could not get out of his own way against a Texans team that was dying to be beaten.
Interceptions off this guy's hands, Nick.
You're not kidding. You're not serious. You're not serious.
Two of them were.
He was awful. He was awful.
He was bad.
In that game.
He was bad.
I mean, when you're right, you're right.
Get it.
I think what's happened with Justin Herbert is I think we have just fallen in love with the box score. This is like what Sean Barber tells me all the time. Sometimes you got to look beyond the black box. And the numbers for Herbert would suggest that he's that guy. That's what the numbers would suggest. If you throw for 4,000 yards, 25 touchdowns, and 3 interceptions, the numbers would suggest that you're him. I've seen enough evidence to know that he's not. Empty buckets, empty calories. That's what he is. Justin Herbert is really good if you're trying to win your daily fantasy league.
He's phenomenal. He's probably going to cost you, what, like $7,000 on the little salary cap thing they got? He's a good quarterback to have. I mean, he's not going to have the best day of any quarterback in the league, but he's certainly not going to have the worst. He might even throw a couple touchdowns, might run one in. He certainly looks the part. 6'6", 240, big, strong, big arm, little mobile. I mean, Justin Herbert, he certainly looks the part. I've seen your team in a crisis before. I've seen Justin Herbert when the bullets start flying, and that's not a guy that I trust. I don't trust him. Not at all. I don't trust him. Last season against the Texans. We're not talking about the Chiefs or if he was in the NFC against the Eagles. We're talking about against if you could spin the wheel and pick the NFL team and it landed on the Texans. Like, hey, you can roll again. No, no, we're good. We want the AFC South winner. He completed 43% of his passes and threw four interceptions. He played like a bum. His quarterback rating was 40.9. 40.9. He's a bum. You will never, ever trick me again with Justin Herbert. I'm serious. I've denounced Justin Herbert and all his work. One of my best friend's name is Justin. I won't even call him back because he lives in LA and I'm thinking Herbert might even call me. I don't want anything to do with Justin Herbert ever again. Putting him in the top five is blasphemous. It's wrong. That's what it is. It's flat out wrong. If you were telling me outside of the big four, and we all know who the big four quarterbacks are in the NFL, if you were arguing to me that Justin Herbert is the best quarterback of all the rest of those other quarterbacks, you're wrong. There's no other take. You're wrong. You're incorrect. You're off.
We are big Danny Parkins fans on their show.
Love Danny.
Looking at his list, it's like a 3-minute cut, so I didn't cut the whole thing. His list was the big four, and then 5 through 10. I think we just have disagreements. Herbert at 5 is crazy to me. He also has Jalen Hurts at 10. I mean, this list has some problems. Like, I understand why people fall for the Justin Herbert thing. I really do. I think everyone who's an NFL fan has that player where they kind of get a little box score happy and they kind of think to themselves, oh, there's definitely more there. Nick Wright does it with Trevor Lawrence. It happens to everyone.
Everybody has that quarterback.
Everyone has that player. But Justin Herbert.
That guy is for me? Matthew Stafford.
By the way,
that guy's for me.
Danny had Stafford at 6. We were going to get to that in a minute.
Yeah,
that
guy
crazy.
For me is Matthew Stafford. I'm fine with acknowledging that about Matthew Stafford. That's the guy that I'm not ready to let go yet.
He's
at least
40.
Matthew Stafford's still very good.
He's 40. He and Rich Hill are buddies at AARP together.
I'm telling you right now, if you're telling me that it's a January game that we got to win, I'd rather have Matthew Stafford than have Justin Herbert as my starting quarterback.
Is that game outside?
I don't care where it is. I saw him just play well in the playoff game outside in Philadelphia. No team in the NFL put up a better fight in the postseason than the one led by Matthew Stafford. Everybody loves Mahomes and Jaden Daniels. I saw them get whipped by the Eagles, not Matthew Stafford. Future Hall of Famer. So don't ever speak disrespectful about Matthew Stafford.
No, just note that in. I'm sorry. Run that sentence back again for me.
I don't think he's going to the Hall of Fame. I just said it for dramatic purposes. I don't think he's going to the Hall of Fame.
You are the biggest gatekeeper of the Hall, but you have Matthew Stafford.
Okay, I'm not putting him in, all right? That was for a dramatic effect. I'm not putting him in. I swear to you, I'm not putting him in.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.